Shall we play a game?
How about global thermal nuclear war?
How about a nice game of Skyrim?
Welcome back. Let's play Skyrim Part 4, Dark Brotherhood. So, last we spoke, I was about to go head back and visit Nazir. I may have made a few stops on the way. Currently, my Ja'Rul, the Argonian who was shipwrecked off the north coast of Skyrim, made his way to Windhelm and became a... Sorry, my mic is falling down. And became an assassin. Is a level 15 now. I forget what he was last episode, but he's level 15. I've increased mostly probably my one-handed, which is close to 30 now. My sneak is 53, and I've been using a little bit of illusion. That's up to 36. Weapons-wise, let's see what I'm currently wearing and wielding. I have two steel daggers. One does a couple points of frost damage. The other does a couple points of shock. I also have an Imperial bow, which I use once in a while. Let's see. Well, I have Bolar's Oathblade, so I may be using that at some point. Apparel. I am wearing the Shrouded Armor, Shrouded Boots, Shrouded Cowl, and Shrouded Gloves of the Dark Brotherhood, as well as an Amulet of Akatosh. And I don't think that's about it. So that's what I got going on. We are going to head inside and speak to Nazir. Let me put my weapons away. We are heading inside the sanctuary. Hopefully this is all loud enough. Wow. Headphones are making a funky noise. There we go. Let me make a quick adjustment to the settings here. Sorry about that. I know I think I do this like every episode. Oh, dear. Yeah, that's what I want. Okay. There we go. So we are in Dark Brotherhood. Let's head down the steps, see who's around. Gotta go find Nazir. Grab this petty soul gem here. Nobody at the desk when you enter. Nobody's there. Nobody's sleeping in the room either. Astrid's room is empty. Alright, let me grab this other soul gem here that I somehow missed. Oh, and there's extra shrouded stuff which I will grab. Shrouded hand wrap, shrouded hood, shrouded robes, and shrouded shoes. There's a steel dagger there. So we're heading down to the main area.
But the Night Mother is mother to all.
Oh boy.
It is her voice we follow, her will. Would you dare risk disobedience? And surely punishment?
Keep talking, little man, and we'll see who gets punished.
Oh, be quiet, you great lumbering lapdog. The man has had a long journey. You can at least be civil. Mr. Cicero, I, for one, am delighted you and the Night Mother have arrived.
That was Festus.
Your presence here signals a welcome return to tradition.
Oh, what a kind and wise wizard you are. Sure to earn our lady's favor.
Oh, boy.
You and the Night Mother are, of course, welcome.
This seems like a problem.
Cicero, and you will be afforded the respect deserving of your position as keeper. Understood, husband?
Huh. Oh, yes, yes, yes! Thank you, thank you, thank you!
But make no mistake. I am the leader of this sanctuary. My word is law. Are we clear on that point?
Oh, yes, mistress! Perfectly! You're the boss!
That was a good show.
Ah, there you are. Good. I was done speaking with that muttering fool anyway. We've got some business to discuss.
So, do you have a contract?
I do indeed.
Ah.
You must go to the city of Markarth and speak with the apothecary's assistant. You'll probably find her in the Hag's Cure when the shop is open. The girl's been running her mouth, wants an ex-lover killed. She's apparently performed the Black Sacrament. Her name is Muiri. I need you to talk to her, set up the contract, and carry it out.
Okay, I will do that. My God, Cicero, shut up.
Just do whatever the contact wishes. Be professional, represent us well, and get the job done.
Sounds good.
Since it's your first contract, I'll let you keep whatever Muiri pays.
Thanks.
She'll be generous, I'm sure. They always are.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds like a plan. Let's see what else is going on in here while we're here.
Oh, yes, mistress. You're the boss. For now.
I don't like the sound of that. Mr. Cicero.
Ah, another member of the family. Hello, hello. So very good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir. So, it's good to meet you.
So polite, so nice. Cicero likes you. The Night Mother is sure to like you, too. Oh, we're going to be fast friends. Fast friends.
Okay. So, what brings you here?
The Night Mother's crypt in Breville was desecrated. The Imperial province is ravaged by strife. Nowhere there is safe at present. So, Cicero brought our lady to her new home. Here, this is the only sanctuary left in all of Skyrim, you see. Such was my honor as keeper.
Hmm, I get it. So, what kind of duties? Like, what's your job?
Oh, Cicero takes care of our lady's body.
Ooh.
Oils it. Preserves it, keeps it safe. Make sure nobody disrespects our matron's coffin.
Yuck. Okay, I'm sorry I asked. Who is the Night Mother anyway?
What? Who is the Night Mother? Oh, you jest. You jest,
yeah.
Gullible Cicero.
Yeah, yep, I'm just kidding. Just
you
kidding.
Of course know that the Night Mother is our unholy matron. The undying spirit of a great woman who birthed the children of Sithis. And killed them in his honor.
Okay, and Sithis?
That's like telling you about the cold of space, or terror of midnight. Sithis is all those things.
Oh, okay.
He is the void.
Ah. Well, enough of that. Tell me about yourself.
Me? Cicero is just the keeper. I keep...
More like creeper.
I look after our matron, you see. The Night Mother. I keep her clean and protected and... happy.
That's really weird, dude.
But I am not the listener. Oh, no. There is no listener. Not yet. But someday, someday I pray that one will come to hear her. Say the words.
What words would those be? All right. What's the difference between you, the keeper, and a listener?
Oh, well, the listener is the only person the Night Mother speaks to.
Ah.
It's the highest honor attainable by a member of the Dark Brotherhood.
Makes sense.
Of course, our lady is dead, so she doesn't talk with words, since her lips are rotted. But inside the listener's head, I hear it's intimate. But there has not been a listener in years and years. Our lady has not chosen Cicero, and certainly not Astrid, or anyone, but someday.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yes. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Nice talking to you. I still got to find Nazir. Let's go find Nazir. Finish talking to him. My Argonian friend is over here. Let's see what he thinks. Let's talk to Vizara. Sorry.
Me? I've been part of the Dark Brotherhood from the day I first hatched. I am Shadowscale, you see. Born under the sign of the Shadow.
So, what's your thoughts on this Cicero creeper?
Truthfully, I'm not entirely sure. It's not that I don't have the utmost respect for Cythus and the Night Mother and the ancient ways. I do. But I've never been much for religion. I kill because it's what I've been trained to do. It's all I know. So long as Astrid is happy, I'm happy.
Okay. Well, tell me about yourself then.
Once I was a Shadowscale, an assassin in service to the King of Black Marsh, trained by the Dark Brotherhood since the day of my hatching. But that was a lifetime ago. Today, I am the last of my kind. My order is extinct. Now, I happily serve Astrid in this sanctuary.
Excellent.
I am a trained killer, and once again have been given purpose. Life is good.
Okay, then.
Until next time, brother.
Yes, until next time. Well, let's go visit with some more of our friends. On our way to Nazir, let's talk to Festus.
There's too much of an obsession these days with knives and arrows. You could kill someone just as easily with a well-placed spell. Need something?
So, what are your thoughts on this whole Cicero mess?
Their arrival's the best thing that's happened to the sanctuary in years.
Okay.
Astrid is an effective leader, but we've been rudderless for too long.
Interesting.
Scrounging for contracts, abandoning the tenets. The Dark Brotherhood has been reduced to a group of common cutthroats. Frankly, it's embarrassing.
Okay, then. And yourself?
I like to say I was born with a wand in my hand. Well, not literally. You could see how painful that would have been for Mother.
True, yeah.
But I was a prodigy, casting simple spells by one, completing complex incantations by three, resurrecting corpses by seven. Ah! When I was 13, I accidentally burned down the family home. Bit of lightning gone awry. Oh, but soon after, I mastered my gifts completely.
You're a regular Harry Potter.
I went on to teach at the college. Left after 2 years. Too simple. Too safe. None of them truly understood the glory of the destruction school.
Okay, then. Thanks.
Remember, fireballs. You can never go wrong.
Okay. Oh, hi, Babette.
Don't let my appearance throw you off. I'm older than you. A lot older. Getting bitten by a vampire when you're 10 will do that to a girl.
Good point. So, Cicero, what do you think? What's, you kind of align with Festus or Vizara?
200 years ago, I would have laid down my life for the unholy matron. But that age is long since passed. Astrid is my matron now.
Oh, okay. All right. And yourself? What, you know?
I'm just a little girl. The Dark Brotherhood killed my mama and papa, and then they took me captive. Please, please help me. Rather convincing, don't you think?
Yeah.
In truth, I'm no more a little girl than you are. I was once, of course, 300 years ago. Vampirism tends to keep one remarkably fresh.
Huh, nice. Doesn't seem bad right to be a vamp. All right, let's head down the steps. Who's this here? Oh. Armbjorn, what's up?
Let me guess. Astrid failed to mention I'm her husband.
Yes.
She has a tendency to do that.
She did.
Doesn't want the others thinking she plays favorites.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay. Cicero, so what do you think of him?
The witless fool and his pet corpse?
I had a feeling you wouldn't like him. I had a feeling.
Look, if you're trying to get to know me, don't. I don't like you, and I never will. It's nothing personal, but my wife trusts you. And I trust her judgment. so you can't be all bad.
I'm not trying.
Here's all you need to know. Okay, I'm a werewolf. I like killing things. I love Astrid. I hate annoying people. And the color blue gives me a headache.
It's a little more information than I wanted. All right. Let's go find those here. Hamhock. All right. We are down below. Ah, oh, there he is. Hello, sir.
Will there ever come a time when the people of Skyrim no longer need our services? I think not.
Yeah, you never know. Papias is dead, by the way.
Good. And I hope you were careful in that lumber mill. Those splinters and rusty nails can be quite nasty.
Yeah.
Your payment.
Thanks.
For a job well done.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. So, that other contract, Narfi, also, he's dead also.
Congratulations. You slaughtered an emaciated beggar.
I know, I didn't feel good about this one, okay?
You are truly an opponent to be feared.
Don't rub it in, jackass.
Here's your payment.
Don't have to rub it in. You gave me the contract. Beytild is dead also.
Of course she is. I hear the mining business is extremely cutthroat.
Oh, that one was messy.
And those hours, they're murder.
Actually, they all were messy.
I could do this all day.
You should have been a comedian instead. You would have made more money. You could have traveled from all the inns. You know, Winking Skeever, Silverblood Inn, all of them. You could have visited them all. Do you have any more contracts?
I'm sorry, I don't. Come see me again later.
Okay. Oh, I wanted to ask you something.
Need something?
Yes. Can you tell me what do you think of Cicero?
I don't like mimes, minstrels, thespians, acrobats, jugglers, troubadours, or tumblers. Flutists give me a headache.
Isn't it flautist?
I particularly hate jesters.
Okay.
As a rule, I'm also not crazy about the corpses of old women.
Fair enough.
For the Night Mother, I'll make an exception. But Astrid is the only mistress I serve.
Well, Astrid is alive, so that's probably a better choice. And yourself?
Ah, well, I'm Redguard, as I'm sure you've noticed. Though not like most of my kind you'll find in Skyrim. That's for damn sure. I am a child of Hammerfell, born of the sands of the mighty Alakir. In that great desert, blood is a shade of crimson I can scarce describe.
Okay, then.
My past is long and storied, and not altogether proud. But the Dark Brotherhood saved me from myself, and I have never looked back.
Good for you. Good for you. Any advice?
The contracts I dole out are fairly simple. Go to a location and kill the target. But this is different.
Oh.
The jobs Astrid gives you will be more important and usually more complex. Just keep your wits about you. And for Sitha's sake, don't get killed.
Okay. Alrighty. All right.
Good luck.
Oh, you know what? Can you train me in some light armor?
I'll teach you how to use it effectively and keep you quick on your feet.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Whoops, obviously we're leveling up. I've already spoken to you. Oh, Gabriella, how are you?
Does death not come to us all? Is it not a certainty? I am therefore honored to be Doom's herald, to play some part in a being's inevitable end.
So, your thoughts on the creepy jester Cicero?
Without the Night Mother, there is no Dark Brotherhood. The matron deserves our unwavering support and respect.
So we're kind of split.
Though I admit, I find her keeper a bit too exuberant for my liking.
And, well, tell me about yourself.
What a curious question. Well, I enjoy moonlit nights, taking long walks on the beach, knitting, and unicorns.
You should be in Oblivion,
in
then.
In fact, I once took a seaside stroll on a moonlit night and discovered a unicorn, which I proceeded to stab in the throat with a crochet needle.
You're like Blix.
I'm a woman of refined yet simple tastes.
Any advice on this current contract?
You're being sent to meet with a contact directly, is that correct? What a most unusual occurrence. Astrid usually performs this duty herself.
Oh, boy.
I can only assume she wants to test the full breadth of your abilities. So be polite and professional and represent us well.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds
Do
good.
Well and often.
I will try. Let me quickly see if there's anything I can disenchant. Iron Dagger or Scorching. I will disenchant that.
Three wood elves and a hatchet. Points for creativity, if nothing else.
All right, let's head off. We're going to start our contract. Hey, Cicero. I don't think there's anybody else to speak to. Quickly tour the rest of the facility here, Dark Brother facility. I don't believe there's anybody else floating around. Nope. 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 No one else around. Okay, let's head out. Oh boy. Yes.
Go. Take care of the Muiri contract. There will be plenty more, I promise you.
Thank you. So, is anything going to change with, Cicero and the corpse?
Very little. You have my word on that. The Night Mother represents a chapter in the Dark Brotherhood's history that has long since been closed. Today we live by our own rules. We're the last sanctuary in all of Tamriel. And only by foregoing the old ways have we survived for so long. My only worry is her keeper. I'm not sure what Cicero expects to gain by bringing the Night Mother here, but he'll soon learn this is my sanctuary.
Okay, then. All right, well, I'm off.
You go speak with Muiri. I've got to deal with the Night Mother and her little clown.
Off I go. Let's go, visit Muiri. She is in Markarth. Let's go. I'm not sure if I've been to Markarth yet, so we'll see what happens with the fast travel opportunities here. Hello? Who are you? Oh.
Here to teach you a lesson.
Oh, no.
This'll teach you your mind.
I am getting attacked by hired thugs. I am now running because this is bad. The hired thugs are way tougher than I am. I'm going to take them over to gonna get some healing going. Oops. There we go. I'm going to take them over to town. So I can get a little help, hopefully. Hey, Mr. Guard. Mr. Guard, why are you running away? Oof, ow. Can somebody help, please?
Victory or Solengard!
All right, I am running around, whatchamacallit right now. Town right next to the Dark Brother Sanctuary. As you can hear, they are still chasing me.
Somebody help. I'll mount your hand on my wall.
Let's see. I'm going to use some calm and some fury and see what happens. Oh, the calm spell worked. Nice, nice. Hey, guys. So, calm worked. That was good. So, those two guys are calm now. But I gotta get them killed. So, because screw them.
Strangers like you bring war.
Thanks. Alright, let's see if I can fast travel to Markarth. I don't think I've been out to Markarth yet. I have not. So... is there a coach here in Falkreath? I can't remember the name of it. Let's see if I can find a wagon. Where is the wagon? Is there just a wagon of Valkyries, right?
Did you see a dog out there?
I didn't see a dog.
Oh, well. The blacksmith is offering a reward for a dog he saw on the road. I was hoping...
Ah, I gotta run. Sorry, guy. I gotta run. They are not calm anymore. Oh, he is. There we go. Attack him. There you go, guys. All right, I eventually got them to attack each other. So that's good. All right, let me... Ah, no, the guards are attacking me. I didn't do anything wrong here in this situation. All right, so we're going to be off to... I'm going to save my game here. We're going to continue our journey to Markarth. We've rid ourselves of the hired thugs. So there's that. We're off on the road now. I'm not heading the right direction at all. So there is that problem. All right. So we're safe now. We've gotten away from everything. I head the correct direction. On the road here. So let me save it. All right. So the hired thugs, who apparently did not like us very much, they're gone. So that's good. And next time when we pick it up, we will be in Markarth talking to Mweary. And finding out what we have to do for Astrid here, or for her, actually, and for the contract that Astrid gave us. So, up next, part 5, hopefully will be coming out very shortly. If you want, check out the rest of the podcast over at asapodcasting.com. You can join the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/SkyMarnikPodcast. Fallout feed, ASA game talk, mod talk, probably a live chatterbox coming up this week as well, depending on when you're listening to this and all that. So thanks for listening. If you like the show, leave a review on iTunes. It does help people find the show, which, yeah, that's cool. Take care, everyone. Later. Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Opening and closing theme music provided by Visager. Visit visager.us to hear all of his other music. To contact the show, email skyromanticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to leave an iTunes review if you enjoy what you hear. For all of our other shows, head to asapodcasting.com, including My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis with Jeremy, Game Talk, General Gaming Podcast, The Fallout Feed, Fallout Podcast, Skyrimatic Podcast, and The Chatterbox. Thank you for listening to this episode of Let's Play Skyrim. Opening and closing theme music provided by Visager. Visit visager.us to hear all of his other music. To contact the show, email skyrimaticpodcast@gmail.com. Also, be sure to leave an iTunes review if you enjoy what you hear. For all of our other shows, head to asapodcasting.com, including My Journey with Cystic Fibrosis with Jeremy, Game Talk, General Gaming Podcast, The Fallout Feed, Fallout Podcast, Skyrimatic Podcast, and The Chatterbox Podcast.